I believe that today's readings that we are called to meditate on this liturgy can help us, I believe, to focus in what is important. I think it shows us the importance of having priorities, but the importance of being humble and not looking at the world and at things just from our own perspective, learning how to perhaps try to see the whole picture. First reading, we see that God shares the spirit that he gave on Moses. Moses was the leader of the people who led them out of Egypt, out of slavery, and was guiding them through their journey in the desert towards the promised land. God, from the spirit of Moses, the way the Holy Scripture tells us, would give into other 70 elders the position of also being leaders in the community. And Joshua comes when this happened and says that there are two that were not present with them, and they are prophesying in God's name. So shall we tell them to stop? And Moses says, don't worry, Joshua. It is God's doing. It's not us. It's not up to us to decide who God will bestow his spirit of prophecy upon. Something similar happens in the gospel when John comes to Jesus and says, you know, Jesus, we saw someone prophesying and expelling spirits in your name, but he's not with us. Shall we stop them? Then Jesus explains, first he says, it's not possible for someone to do good in my name and also be against me. Whoever is not against us is for us. I think both John and the disciples were closer to Jesus, and even Joshua, that was very close, was the aide to Moses. They were kind of very comfortable in saying, oh, we are part of a special group. We are the chosen ones. And when they see something different happening, they say, oh, we have to stop that right away. I believe both Moses and Jesus, they show them to focus on what is really important there. They're all servants. What is important, what is essential, is God's choice. God is the one choosing. God is the one giving his spirit upon those prophets. God is the one calling those who join Jesus in his mission of preaching the kingdom, even if they were not at first among the 12 apostles or the disciples. I think it shows us in time that are difficult, in times of crisis, to whom should we turn for help? I think the first thing is to collect and focus and try to see the big picture. The big picture was the goodness that God would provide with all those who were either prophesying, who have received the Spirit, or those who were not in the group of Jesus, but also believed him and were doing good deeds in the name of him, because they could not, in the name of Jesus, do anything except the good things. Because from God only comes good things. I think it shows to us in the world today, especially in our country, we had a very interesting week. And the news and the, you know, what is happening in Washington that we, I believe, are following. And I do believe every one of us, we have our strong opinions about anything that happens. But in times of this, to whom should we turn, or shall we turn? We are in a moment which is not the first and is not something really new. In a time of so much division, and when those times come, the temptation and the tendency is to lose the vision of the big picture and to concentrate ourselves in small things. I believe it is time, we need a Moses, we need a Jesus that will say, don't just look at the small things, but try not to lose track of the big picture. The big picture for them was all the goodness that would come from those joining Jesus' ministry, the apostles and all those outside of it. To look at the big picture today is to believe in conciliation, to believe in the common good, to believe that there are principles that will guide us and will help us. The origin of the word that we call the devil, or would call diavolo in another language, means dual, means separation, means division. And what is accomplished by division is exactly the work not of God, but those who wants to see mistrust, chaos, prayer of Jesus was, may they all be one. Let all those of goodwill join together from whatever place that they come from. And I believe it is a time of coming together and look for the common good. But to do that, we have to see beyond our own idea that we have in our sometimes small circle, as the disciples were closed within themselves, as Joshua was looking only those with us, not on anyone outside. If we look only at that, it will be very difficult for us to find that middle ground, to find that place where common good can become a reality. There is also in today's scriptures, in the readings, some warnings. Jesus tells his disciples, do not scandalize any of the small ones. would be better, to put a stone meal on your neck and throw into the sea than to lose one of those. Also the second reading, the letter of James, say strong words towards the rich, not because they were rich, but especially one kind of rich, those who were rich because they withheld the salary and the pay of their workers. The richness did not come from justice, but because they were unjust. And he said, you're not with God, he's basically telling them. So to this, I believe, scripture really can help us to look into ourselves. Of course, in the gospel, Jesus is not also asking anyone to go to mutilation and cut their hands or pluck their eyes out. He's just saying, try to drive evil out of your life from its root. Sometimes you need extreme measures, but the first thing is you need to make an option, to make a decision, to walk with the Lord. And I believe one of the things that can bring us together is when we really mean some of the words that we say. And quite often we repeat, we are one nation under God. God has been forgotten in many, many situations. And when that happens, is that we start then fighting against each other, because we lose the big picture, the common good. So let us pray that the Lord will grant us the grace of coming together, of respecting each other, but above all, to walk with the Lord, knowing that everyone that is working for the common good should be our friends working with us. The consequence of doing that is that to be away from God, but we should avoid that and walk always with the Lord.